This is John Walden. From the 5th chapter of Matthew, I'd like to notice two or three things that might be of help to you. This is called the Sermon on the Mount, and the Lord Jesus was the preacher. He talks about two different kinds of righteousness. In verse 20 of the 5th chapter, I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, what kind of righteousness did the scribes and Pharisees have? They had legal righteousness. They were attempting, I say attempting because they were not successful, they were attempting to keep the law. And then they were pretending, much of the time insincerely, to keep the law that had to do with the ordinances and sacrifices. And their righteousness was not enough. If your righteousness is a legal righteousness, you're trying to keep the law, you're trying to follow the golden rule, you're trying to follow the life of Christ, you're trying to do the best you can, that isn't enough. If your righteousness is a righteousness of ritual, you've kept certain ordinances, and you're trying hard to appear to be a Christian, this is not enough. In this chapter, the Lord shows us that he has a standard which is far higher than that of the law. He tells us over and over, the law says this, but I say something more. The law says you should not commit adultery, but I say whoever looks on a woman to lust after and committed adultery with her already in his heart. The law says you shall not kill. But I say, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And so on. The law said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but the Lord has a much higher standard than this. Now he said to the Jews, none of you keepeth the law. If you can't keep the lower standard of the law, how could you ever keep the higher standard set by the Lord Jesus? Well, you can't. And the Lord Jesus told us plainly, in all of his teaching, that he had something more for us than a set of rules. Now, it isn't enough for you to know what you ought to do. You've got to have the power to do it, and only God can give you that power. You see, when sin came in, and you and I fell through Adam, our forefather, we received an evil nature. Now, you can't please God until you receive a divine nature. And this is given to us by grace through salvation. When you receive Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit indwells you. You have a new life and a new nature which you never had before. The law, my dear friends, was never given for salvation. He tells us this plainly. In the 3rd chapter of Romans, and again in the 2nd chapter of Galatians, he tells us that the law is not the means of salvation. You might as well let a ladder of 10 strong rungs down in a well to a man who has both legs and both arms broken. There's nothing wrong with the ladder, but the poor man is helpless. And so when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly, and salvation is by grace. But neither is the law the standard of life. God has given us a much higher standard. And he tells us in this section about the things which the people were doing, and he said, the way you're doing these things, to be seen of men and so on, shows that you don't know me at all. You don't know my ways. And so let me tell you that if you've never received Christ as your Savior, you've got to begin by acknowledging that you are a sinner, that you have broken God's law, that you're willing now to receive Christ as your own Savior. And having received him as Savior, God will give you the ability. He will put within you a life, and that life will be lived out by the power of the Spirit of God. And then you will begin to please God, not because it is your effort, but because it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Then turn to him and look to him for the grace and the strength that you might live in a way pleasing to him. Have you never yet received him? Then acknowledge your poverty-stricken condition and take God's free gift just now. Our Father, we thank thee for sending thy Son to be our Savior. We thank thee that salvation is not by the law, but by grace. We ask that thou help us who have received thy free grace to appreciate it and to live for thee. Take our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.